33 Days to Eucharistic Glory by Matthew Kelly. Day 3, The Four Last Things. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Psalm 118, verse 24. For hundreds of years, if you attended a retreat or parish mission, you didn't have to wonder what the opening topic might be. You would have known. It would have been the four last things. This was always the opening topic. The four last things were also traditionally the topic of homilies preached on the four Sundays of Advent. What are the four last things? Death, judgment, heaven, and hell. St. Philip Neri advised, beginners in religion ought to exercise themselves principally in meditation on the four last things. And yet, more and more, we don't reflect on these things at all, make great efforts to avoid them in conversation, and rarely hear them mentioned by spiritual teachers. We are only here on earth for a blink of an eye. This is not our home. That's why the happiness that God created us for is very different from the momentary pleasures of this world. God created us for lasting happiness in this changing world and eternal joy with Him in heaven forever. The happiness God desires for us in this life is a rare kind that doesn't depend on situations or circumstances. It is easy to be happy when everything is going well. But Christian joy allows us to be happy even when we are suffering. This is one of the key differences between Christianity and all other approaches to life. If you look around the world, so many of the problems are caused by assigning incorrect value to people, things, and experiences. And so many of our problems are caused by overvaluing some things and undervaluing others. We overvalue the opinion of others and undervalue the opinion of God. We focus on money and status while neglecting generosity and service. Of all the things, people, and experiences that we undervalue, the Eucharist is at the top of the list in all three categories. Jesus in the Eucharist yearns to fill you with his Eucharistic glory. If you allow him to fill you with his glory, your ability to recognize truth, beauty, and goodness will increase. You will be filled with grace necessary to endure life's inevitable challenges and unavoidable suffering. And his Eucharistic glory will help you reach heaven where your journey on earth comes to an end. Trust. Surrender. Believe. Receive. Lesson. Reflecting regularly on the four last things, death, judgment, heaven, and hell, helps us to focus on what matters most and live life to the fullest. Virtue of the day. Faith. The virtue of faith is a gift. You can work hard to develop many virtues, but with faith we must ask, Lord, increase my faith. Ask many times each day, and as your faith grows, you will see more and more miracles until finally you will realize everything is a miracle. Spiritual communion. Jesus, I believe you are truly present in the Eucharist. I love you above all things, and I want to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot receive you in the Eucharist at this moment, I invite you to come and dwell in my heart. You are the healer of my soul. Open my eyes, my ears, my mind, and my heart. Fill me with the grace, wisdom, and courage to do your will in all things. Amen.